Councilmember Claudia McMullen told us Thursday that personally she doesn't care about setting up a graveyard in the basin, but she knows there are constituents that want to see it. Last year, the council set up a district, but without a governing board.
In order to comply with state law, we have to do it. We have to make a substantial step. And the proposal was, why don't we create the board? We are the board currently. Why don't we appoint a board? And we decided that rather than appoint a board, we want our substantial step is to go find land for the cemetery. So we hadn't been successful to date. We thought it was probably not the best idea to create a board with the charge of finding land. We thought we might as well keep it in the county, keep it with staff, and let's keep looking for land before we create a board.
In looking for a site, most of the discussion has focused on the county's PRI open space west of Highway 224. But there are disadvantages with that land, and McMullen said she's not sure if PRI is still being considered.
Again, personally, that was not my favorite spot. I don't like that spot. I don't like a cemetery in our open space. I don't like the topography. I think it's too big of a grade. I think a flatter piece of land would be better. I think that was the charge of to staff was to go to try to find some flatter pieces of land, but land is expensive and they haven't been successful so far. That's only my personal opinion. I did not get the sense from the rest of the body that they all agree with me, so I'm not entirely sure where it stands from the perspective of the council, but from my personal perspective, I don't love that piece of property.
But are there any other ideas for another site?
Just the idea of trying to find some place flatter.
During Wednesday's discussion, council members asked if the staff has looked at a cemetery in conjunction with Park City. County Manager Bob Jasper and Deputy County Attorney Helen Strawn said that a feeler to the Glenwood Cemetery last year did not produce any results. Jasper said a local citizen had suggested the Glenwood.
And he came to Helen and I and said, boy, I went out to the Glenwood Cemetery and, you know, there's still a lot of room, particularly if you do more modern kinds of approaches where you don't have big plots. And maybe it could be a win-win for both of us. And we met with the chairman of that board, and he was doubtful, and then they just never got back to us. So we're taking that as, he didn't get back to me, did he get back to you?
He did not, and you know, with the Glenwood Cemetery, those that are buried there do have historical, you know, mining roots, mining ties, and so, you know, he expressed that they wanted to maintain that historical atmosphere of their cemetery. So they were uncertain that they wanted it open up to, you know, everyone who lives in the Snarville Basin, even those that have no historical ties or mining roots.
Jasper said they also asked about the Park City Cemetery.
The last I understood from Park City itself in terms of their cemetery is they wanted to keep it reserved for Park City residents. They felt that there was pretty limited space.
Council member David Yore said it's not a good time to set up a cemetery district board while they are still uncertain about a site.
I'm not sure it's right to appoint a board unless we have a better foundation underneath them. And I think we ought to go ahead and find the land ourselves one way or another and appoint the board. I don't want to give them a dead horse out there and discourage them first. To always have to keep coming back and forth. That's what we're about this piece or what about that piece.
Summit County Council member David Yore. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.